Are we starting? Yes, we're starting. Welcome to Zero Issues.
Who are we?
I'm Mark.
I'm Bri.
I'm Kyle.
And this is Zero Issues. Once again.
Let's get fucked up.
Break out the drugs.
Starts at balls.
Starts at balls.
Starts at balls.
Ends at balls.
Ends at balls. Balls.
Hey, start at the balls.
End at the balls.
It's a circle of life.
It's beautiful.
Round with the ball.
So welcome to Zero Issues.
Zero Issues. So, superheroes get high, right?
All the time, man.
Constantly.
Blazing 24/7.
Tripping Super Bowl. As they say.
And I'm sure you will a few more times.
I will. I love that saying.
Yeah.
But I haven't said it when it was being recorded.
No. Not yet.
Till now.
Till now.
Just now.
Here we are.
Just rewind it and you'll hear it again.
It's the first time I ever heard it.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Never heard it once before
Fine,
in my life.
I've never seen it again, fucking jerks.
So how about drugs?
Yeah.
They cool?
You're not cool unless you're...
I can't remember how we started talking about it. We were actually talking online and just... That somehow did come up.
Yeah.
I think we're just being sassy about it.
Yeah.
We were, but then it turns out, yeah, there's a lot of drugs in superheroes.
Well, even just talking back and forth, there was quite a few, and then when I started doing research the other day, I was like, shite load.
Even the Wikipedia page.
I didn't go to the Wikipedia page.
It's got like a list of fictional superhero drugs.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I didn't even look at that.
Read through that, had a good time. Found out what wasn't technically a drug, like the super serum. It's not a drug, it's a virus.
What? The super soldier serum?
Yeah.
I've seen it listed as a drug. Because
it's
really...
Like they tried to retcon it as a genetically engineered virus, because that was a thing they had in the 40s.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm calling bullshit on that.
Yeah, I'm calling that's a drug.
Yeah. Maybe it's more of a eugenically...
Ooh.
Oh, it's the elf in the room.
Yep. It only worked real well on the white guy.
While we're talking about Cap,
yeah,
he had the super soldier serum, but then later on, this late 80s, I believe, I think it's the Grunwald, Ron Lim run.
Sure.
That it's called the drug, the street drug is called Ice. And it's
crack.
It's
right.
It's I think it's
crack.
I always thought it was crack, but then I saw it referenced as being meth.
Okay. Oh,
but I don't know.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I guess it could be thought of as either. I don't know. The way I saw it listed, it was like a meth lab, and then they kept referring to Cap as a tweaker, which I thought was funny.
Nice.
And I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go with that. No. Cap the tweaker.
Yeah.
Tweaker Cap. Tweaker America.
Oh.
Yeah. This but basically how it happened wasn't that he went and did drugs. It was he got caught in a meth lab explosion.
Oh.
And this
gave him super drug addiction.
Exactly. It's
why?
Well, it was patriotic drug addiction.
Yeah.
It's comic book science. So it's an explosion, and all his meth went everywhere. I guess.
In his mouth.
He had to just chew his way out.
There's solid meth. I have to chew my way out. But just because of the super soldier serum, the way that his genes are, or whatever, like whatever the virus or drug or whatever the hell is in him now,
yeah,
it's somehow America. The meth. It's pure America. America. The meth
red,
bonds,
white, and blue meth.
It bonds with the super soldier serum somehow, so that he just becomes a tweaker and he goes crazy.
Oh my god!
And he's like just. Like he's like batshit crazy. He beats up Daredevil, beats the crap out of him. Then he breaks in on Kingpin having dinner, and like beats up some of his guys. Then eats all his dinner.
I was gonna say, does he eat all his dinner?
And at the end of that, eating all the dinner, then all of a sudden he goes bok 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 bok. I'm not making this up.
No.
He makes...
You showed us the panels.
Real. But the panel will be put up if it's not up already. And it's... I just like... I don't even know what the fuck's going on.
Oh, yeah. There was the back and forth on that, right? Was that posted on the Facebook page? Or was it...
I believe it was.
Was it? Oh, I thought sure I just put that in a message between
them. Oh, it might have been that. Because I remember there was back and forth on the Facebook page sort of on the topic anyway. Yeah.
Regardless, hilarious.
Yes. It was just like... Wait, is that what... meth users sound like?
Now, at some point during that, like, I don't know how long this went on for, if it was one issue, if it was a...
It was a couple of different issues. It was the Streets of Ice. I remember, and I saw how...
But, like, does he end up doing more of it?
I don't think so. I don't think it's, like, a craving...
It was an accident the first time.
But, you know...
Well, then Black Widow takes him down and or talks him down or whatever, and then he goes into, like, a detox thing. Or, like, they keep him
That's
quarantined.
That's, like, the most boring Captain America issue ever.
Well, it's, like, several issues. He goes crazy, and then he beats up Daredevil. That was pretty...
It's the six-part Cap and Rehab epic.
Streets of Ice.
Also, he's a werewolf at the time.
Yeah. Yeah. They gotta be a werewolf sometimes.
And they blame Osama Bin Laden.
Yep.
I'm Steve R., and I'm addicted to fictional drug.
Because I have another drug in me.
Yeah,
that's not a drug, it's a virus.
Apparently. I still count it as a drug.
Oh, I totally count it as a drug.
There was the back and forth on the Facebook, it was kind of funny, just the sort of irony about the Captain America and the Avengers arcade game with the winners don't use drugs thing.
Oh, yes.
At the beginning. But, winners, but what about all winners? Because he was part of the all winners squad. What's up? Alright, I'm done.
That's
I'm out.
Nice, yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah. That's all you need to do. That's good enough.
Yep.
Yep.
You can just take it easy for that.
I'm throwing this notebook in the garbage.
I don't need to say anything from now on.
No.
Right. Who else?
Well,
I have like a list.
Oh, there's a bunch.
Oh, we've all got lists because all prepared this week.
That's true.
There's a couple that totally stand out, but yeah.
I wanna do one.
Sure, good.
Kick.
Oh, yeah.
Is like a little asthma inhaler.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and it's kind of like the mutant.
It's similar to it.
Yeah.
It's sort of it's mutants. It sort of enhances their powers.
Yeah.
And it makes them, you know,
crazy.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, the downside is that it makes them crazy and it gets their brains taken over by, what was it? It was John Sublime.
Yeah,
it was
like him. It's like an aerosol form of
yeah, because he's something. Just like a bacteria.
Yeah.
He's a super evolved bacteria that takes over people's brains and makes them pretend to be Magneto.
Sure. Let's go with that version.
Sure.
I'll take it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I was like, and then that was sort of revealed in the Here Comes Tomorrow run there where it happened to be.
The very end of New X-Men.
Right. Which, and, you know,
No one has used that drug since. You'd think somebody would still be.
It did just sort of vanish.
Yeah.
Just like a lot of mutant culture.
That's a good point.
That was established in that run. It was just like, nope, it's just, now let's just go back.
Well, you know, there's only like 300 of them.
Yeah.
Or was it 198?
It was 198, but...
No more mutant culture.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what she said.
Yeah, Kick was, that was a good one. And again, mutant growth hormone, it's similar in the sense where they take basically like genes from mutants and... People can take this drug and it gives them their powers, basically.
It only
right?
ever seems to make people strong, though. I've never seen somebody take MGH and be like, oh, now I can fly and shoot laser beams from my pee hole.
Oh, I have mutant diarrhea.
And they only harvest the from Guido.
Mm. So. Yeah, he's got a lot to spare.
Yeah.
Just take it from the upper body. I have no lower body.
Well, that's what happened. They took it all from his lower body. Yeah, he used to be all-around buff.
Yeah. I used to be 11 feet tall.
He used to be a really strong guy.
Now just...
Now he's topple-over guy.
He really kind of neglected,
he's
the leg exercises.
They call me top-heavy Guido.
He walks around on his hands. Because he couldn't on his legs.
Johnny Long Torso! Johnny Long Torso!
That's a song.
Is it? It totally is.
Yeah?
I didn't make it up.
Nope.
Drugs!
Drugs!
Drugs.
How about this? Because this has been mentioned before, and it sort of was part of, I think, you know, coming up with this, but Our Man?
Yep.
That's just... Again, his entire power is just like, I'm going to take a drug that makes me, like, super... You know, super powered for an hour.
Well, that's the thing. He could only take one a day.
Yeah.
Because it was fucking addictive.
And it gave him leukemia.
His son.
It was his son that got leukemia.
Yeah, I think it was his son, actually.
It gave his son leukemia?
It gave him, like, apparently...
Every time you take it, Daddy, I hurt.
I'm pretty sure it was
his son.
I
need to save the day.
But he took it, and it gave him, like super cancer. It wasn't even just... It was just, like, you know... Superhero cancer, super cancer.
Super leukemia.
So that's a downside.
So then he quits being a superhero. But then an alien time traveler shows up and gives him a version of Miracle that's non-addictive.
Like, just hey, we wrote a story here. We're trying to be serious. We're trying to be a serious story about how, you know, drugs are bad and how they can lead to bad things. Let's have an alien just fix that.
Yeah.
Just like a magic alien just teleports down.
Future drugs will be fine.
Yeah. This drug's not a problem.
You are going to have to give me an HJ for it.
HJ. He's got some weird alien anatomy.
It's like, is that... Where...
I don't have four hands!
Do it! Do the job!
If you take some of that Miracle, you can do it a little bit faster.
Yeah, exactly. Take four of them. That'll solve it.
Yeah.
Ick.
Ick indeed.
My thought was that he's like, he takes it for an hour and he's got the powers and whatever. What if that's not true and he actually just takes it and he's high as a fucking kite? And he thinks he's got powers, but in reality, he's just curled up in the corner on the floor, just tripping crazy. And there's like Batman. I didn't say it. I did.
We all get to say it this episode. That's why we're doing it.
He's tripping, and like Batman and Superman and everybody's just standing around going, is he okay? What should we do? Should we have an intervention?
He's just like stumbling around town.
Yeah, exactly. So then all of a sudden, now it's revealed, and you can retcon the entire thing so that every adventure that Our Man ever had actually didn't happen.
And fantastic.
It would just be him high as a kite the whole time.
And then you can
rewrite all of them.
You really can, because there's no 52 Our Man, is there?
Not that I know of.
I don't think so.
I mean, going back, the Sun probably took over as Our Man, considering it was DC at that point in time where it actually did happen sometimes. Hey, wait, that's another episode. We'll get to it.
Next but anyway. That thing.
Yeah. Eventually.
Yeah.
So, what else? Because there's lots.
It was Cloak and Dagger.
Oh, yeah. I didn't
They were experimented
that.
On,
This was all
them and other street kids were experimented on.
Were they mutants drugs. That they were drug induced powers, or that's totally they're not mutants that it was drug totally.
Oh man,
I'm not sure.
They're not mutants, are they? Because that was the whole thing with the Dark X-Men, where it was like, you want us on this team, but we're not mutants.
Sure, yeah,
that's okay. X-Men teams always have non mutants.
Yeah, like I'm not sure. Again, like there's I mean.
But was that Ultimate or was that regular?
No, that was regular.
Was it
okay?
Yeah. It's
you totally could be. I can't remember.
Either way, the drugs played a role in becoming Cloak and Dagger, and I think pretty sure all like most of the other kids just died.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, but hey, you know what? If you get two superheroes out of it, what's a couple of dozen?
And if they work well as a team,
yeah,
because if it was Cloak and Spatula, one poor quality superhero name.
Yeah.
Two doesn't really fit.
Cloak and Duster Trench.
Doesn't fit the spy motif that they were really going for the whole time.
I love about Cloak and Dagger mostly is that, where it's like, they had the names like, oh, that's cool. how do we make that into a thing? And they work backwards.
Yes. Originally, it wasn't her. It was Cloak and just this little midget with a knife.
Cloak, what?
Okay.
But they didn't like that.
So I can't see his face. Little person. I think he's joking.
It's possible.
Sorry, little person.
Just Puck with a knife.
Puck with a knife.
It's a drunk.
And Puck was like, fuck, I'm going to Canada. It was
Cloak and Stagger.
Batman,
good night, everybody.
Batman took drugs.
He sure did.
He got addicted to drugs.
Venom.
He has some problems. And
which is what Bane takes.
Yep.
I've never read that. I only just recently discovered that.
Bane also... apparently sometimes you get addicted to drugs.
Really?
I don't know. That's funny, because, like, the Cap thing, you know, not sure if he actually ever did more of the drug. Batman did more of that drug.
Sure.
He was like, yeah, I'll do what you want. I'll just give you some more of that drug.
Well, I thought... Well, I guess I'm thinking more of the animated series of Bane, with he's like, I need to just turn the drug on.
Yeah.
But that's more direct response.
Well, yes, drug, but I mean, when Batman was taking, like, an early form of Venom.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Where he got good and hooked on it.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was weird to see Batman that vulnerable.
Kind of just strung out in the Batcave. Yeah, he was legitimately just strung out in the Batcave at points. That was cool.
Moon Knight. The Marvel Batman.
Oh.
Who has actual mental illness. Schizophrenic, technically. Is what they've kind of worked him out.
Well, they went that, and then there was, I think they sort of walked it back a bit, but hey, yeah. It's comics.
It depends on which, but yeah.
It's comics.
But
it's
like, it always worked on painkillers and antipsychotics.
Sure.
Yeah. So, like, some of which we probably should take, and then, but maybe not as much as you are.
Maybe not make a cocktail.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Maybe not put them in a cocktail.
Put on a white cape and punch people.
Yeah, hanging out with Owl Man.
Yeah.
There was a Miracle in there. Oh. Top it up.
Just a splash.
Is that an olive? No, that's the pills.
Oh, that's a Miracle.
And my favorite, Martian Manhunter, which I didn't know this one at all.
Oh, addicted to Choco?
To Choco cookies.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Is that a drug?
There was at one point that they discovered that it's like a narcotic effect.
Oh no.
On him. That at one point he went crazy and started like smashing up the town.
Are you joking?
I am not joking. Well, I haven't read the story, about it.
So they took his charming love of Oreo cookies and turned it into a drug addiction storyline. I did not know that. That is horrible.
It is horrible.
Awful. I think it's great.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I really want to read that story now.
I mean, I'm a bit of a chocoholic.
But he went all nuts and started smashing up the town, and Justice League had to subdue him, and it was
they Batman. Gave him Hostess fruit pies.
Yeah.
See, there was
Spider-Man showed up.
He was briefly dead, or when he was, you know, he died at one point, and like I think like on Batman put a single Choco cookie on his grave. So if somebody like died and they were like a crack addict, you're just gonna put a crack rock on their grave to honor them?
here's a needle of heroin.
There you go.
I love you, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is for where you're going next.
No.
How about the Goblin formula? That's a drug.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Right?
And yeah, it's that one ended badly for a few people, for literally everyone who took it.
Yeah, Phil was doing fine for a while.
Phil was a hero, and now he's just. See, I don't know if it was the drugs or just Dan Slott. I don't know what was the worst effect on that character.
But... Dan Slott is a bit of a drug. I'm hooked.
Well, he is kind of slotty.
Yeah.
I'm hooked on those slots.
Hooked on... Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Have an authority. If we tag him in this, he'll probably listen to the episode.
How about that time in 1979 when Flash did Hospital Painkillers and Angel Dust?
How about it?
What, really?
Yeah.
Barry Allen?
Yeah.
Man.
PCP.
He's getting cooler all the time.
He was buzzing for days, and this is the one thing that I saw people questioning that also came up in my head, was he's got the hypermetabolism. Shouldn't that burn through super fast? But no, it went just as long, if not longer, than,
I don't know how that works.
He attacked, well, this is post-Iris dying. his wife at the time. Oh,
yeah, that was a weird time.
That was a weird time. So she just died, and he was going kind of crazy because of that. And exactly how it happened, I'm not really sure. I'm guessing Supervillain made him take drugs.
They'll do that.
The trickster tricked him.
It was just peer pressure, though.
Yeah.
He's like, come on. Take it. Barry, come on.
I'll be your friend. Whatever. So, yeah, he does angel dust.
I'll take it, Grodd.
And then he attacks. He ends up attacking Justice League for not resurrecting his dead wife.
Hmm. Which they could have done?
I don't know.
He's getting mad.
I hate everybody.
It was the 70s. Fast. Superman could just fly around backwards. Or
That's
something.
True.
Different continuity, though.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Sorry. Well, on The Flash, there's Velocity 9, which is a drug you can take.
I saw that listed. I don't really
that
know
gives
about
you
it.
Super speed. I don't know if there's a downside to it, because if there isn't, that just sounds great.
It's real bad.
That, oh, is it?
It's why they had to make Velocity 10. That sounds like a gag.
No, it's not. True.
That's a real thing.
Fantastic. How's Velocity 10, though?
Oh, it's fucking terrific.
Smooth. Really smooth.
Oh, man.
So it's kind of oaky?
It's oaky on the nose.
Yeah.
Get some of that. It's oaky on the pokey.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there's the one that we need to tackle that we haven't yet, and that's good old Speedy.
Oh, I do have Speedy right
just
now.
Actual...
Real, just like real, well, there's drugs. The original Speedy stuff.
Yes.
With him. Now, with that kind of broke in the 70s, and that was a big thing because nobody had ever tackled that.
Yeah.
That was a very worthwhile effort.
I haven't read those. I've got those sitting, waiting to read them.
Oh, really?
And I was doing that in preparation for this episode, but I got real tired, and then I didn't do it.
Sorry.
Are you doing drugs?
Yep.
Okay. Are you doing heroin?
Fry's doing heroin.
Because we live in Earth Prime, so we don't have made-up drugs. We gotta do boring-ass heroin.
Well, listen, Velocity 10 doesn't exist, so I gotta do something.
I gotta chase the dragon.
You do?
Yep.
Anyway, sorry, continue. Yeah. I didn't mean to distract you.
No, I was opening the floor to discussion on...
Well, there's original Speedy.
Yeah.
That was the big thing.
Yeah.
The initial one, and then...
Well,
Arsenal later on.
Yeah.
Also,
took some drugs.
Takes a little drugs.
Same dude.
Roy's a bit of a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
wearing a trucker hat now? He's got some problems.
Gets high on China Cat. What's the name of the drug?
What?
That's the name of the drug of Arsenal got high on. And then he
swung a cat around.
Okay, so that's opium, right?
yeah, I'm guessing.
Incredible.
But...
No... We need a made up name that's basically a real drug. Can it sound vaguely racist? I'm on it.
Yeah.
Just let me finish writing these Teen Titans issues.
And his daughter had just died, correct?
Yeah.
And his daughter had died, so he was very upset about that. And then he
was clutching a dead cat and thought it was his daughter.
That's what I was getting to.
Sorry.
He's cradling a dead cat,
yeah.
Thinking that's his daughter's corpse.
Yeah.
It's poetic.
Hey, superhero comics, right?
Yep.
That's what you want.
Yep.
That's what you want.
Yep.
There's that thing where it's like they're trying to maybe sometimes send a good message, like, and to get to Harry Osborn, who I was going to mention next, back in the day when they did the first comics without the code.
Yeah.
Without the comics code authority there, about him, being addicted to drugs. You know, and the whole point was they're trying
steroids.
To actually sort of... Was that what it was?
No.
I thought it was acid.
I don't know. I'm not sure. It just made him a mess.
I think it was China Cat.
You know, they're trying to like broach like a real kind of topic, and you know, in a way where the kids can be like, "Oh, drugs. That's maybe an issue."
But then he had to fight Mr. Drugs.
Yeah. So I mean, like
the need.
Mysterio
lower.
Just makes his head into a giant bong.
Yeah, it's just. Smoke in there all the time, so I mean,
I was
gonna
say, I can't do the sound.
No. It's one of those things that like, they sort of walk through that.
Oh, son of a bitch. fucking these special effects are blowing my mind. Can't everybody else?
He's just sitting there, just like this. Spider-Man just swings in. It's like they're. This is easy.
I'm invisible. I look like a gorilla now. It's like, I can see you. You're lying on the floor.
Fucking thanks, Spidey.
That takes care of that problem.
That was super chill of you. That was just fair.
So that's great.
So serious drug issues.
Yeah, so serious drug issues. Yeah, so anyway, you've had... They do that from time to time again. Speedy and... Harry Osborn. And then, of course, like all things in comics, it seems like they always have to kind of... You do something, and it works. And then they kind of have to just, like, one-up it somehow. Yeah. It's like, let's just... And again, you get to the point where you have a strung-out superhero in a dirty alley holding a cat's corpse. At that point, what the fuck
are you doing? Going down on a hobo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so you know what I mean. What the fuck are you doing at that point? Yeah. Jesus.
Then there was the time that Hal did mushrooms. Hal Jordan.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Apparently, he went to have...
These guys are way less, like, way less square than I thought they were.
But this is 1973.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That's... Yeah.
So, but they're still talking about him doing mushrooms. And the way that they kind of word it, it's they're saying it, but they're kind of dancing around it a little bit. Like, it's not directly, holy shit, you're messed up. Like, it's not that. It's, he goes to have some chili, and there was a mix-up at the grocery store.
It was really, really hot.
And he saw a
space coyote.
The guy, the company that supplies the mushrooms, sent magic mushrooms to the... Because, of course...
Because that's in a different barrel
Next to exactly, right exactly. Exactly, because that manufacturer of white button mushrooms also makes magic mushrooms. Yeah. Yeah. Because that's
the by mushroom. By the can.
Yeah, exactly. And
if you're in the mushroom business, you got to go all the way.
So yeah. And then he mixes them up and then gets all trippy and he's like, he has to go save a mountain climber
he has to go save a mountain.
I just can picture him. He's like standing there, just floating with his ring. Help me! You got the ring. Use the ring. I'm gonna fall.
God?
Yeah. Mountain. It's okay.
Losing my grip.
Yeah. Oh, look at him go. He's getting small.
He's shrinking.
He's shrinking.
He got super small, super fast. Ray? Oh!
At the same time. Awesome.
You could fit in the palmer of my hand.
Oh. So are there any things that aren't drugs but can be seen as an analogy for drugs?
Terrigen Mist.
Mm-hmm. There's that.
That's a weird...
It unlocks the true you.
Yeah, exactly.
I've got actually a thing about that I wanted to bring up. So I guess Quicksilver's an Inhuman now?
Yes.
They're getting towards that, it seems like.
Okay, he was one of the mutants that lost his power in Decimation. And he used the Terrigen Mists to kind of bring them back. Why would that work on someone who...
That's a point.
Yeah. Wasn't it
the... Yeah, Terrigen Mist was supposed to only work if you have some sort of Inhuman DNA.
But that was like, he tried it, him and a bunch of other mutants who had been depowered. All got their hands on it, and it screwed them all up.
Yeah.
So, how come it didn't just work on him? Because they didn't plot ahead, like, 15 years?
Oh, no! Exactly.
Is that why?
It's almost like they're just reacting to not having certain movie rights or something, and being just openly spiteful about that. I don't think that's what it is. I'm pretty sure that...
I just wanted to bring that up.
All
right, yeah. But yeah, Terrigen Mist, totally.
Yes.
Hell of a plot hole there.
I've got one.
Yeah.
That is an analogy. It's the Venom symbiote.
Wow.
Like, especially now, you look at it, and, you know, Flash doesn't have full control of that thing. He's got to check in and whatnot.
Right.
Because if not, he goes a little nutty, which is kind of like addiction.
Yep. Do you collect Guardians?
No, how is he dealing with that in space?
He actually, they just just this week, actually.
Did an alien show up and give him...
No. Well, they've been kind of hinting at the whole symbiote homeworld sort of thing, and they've been making their way towards there, and it was in the last couple, or last issue, I guess it was, the symbiote jumps off of Flash, and it starts going from Guardian to Guardian and taking them over, and then they're all kicking each other's asses, trying to figure out, like, how do I stop this when it's, like...
I want to see Symbiote Groot.
Yeah, it's one to the other. It goes through everybody.
No way.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good. And so they're like, what? All of a sudden it's on Drax, and they're like, oh my god!
That's not a good idea.
No, no. So then he takes over the ship, and they go to the Symbiote homeworld, and... in quotation marks, is it the symbiote homeworld or not? But they've
done that before.
It's interesting though, because then
or something like it. Yeah.
I think it's symbiote Drax, like Venom Drax. At that point, walks off the ship and goes to talk to the other symbiotes, kind of thing. And Flash, who's now just like normal human Flash without legs, sort of thing, and he's like, we have to, and he's got some sort of connection, obviously, and he's like, we need to go talk to them, and you need to, like, I think Star-Lord carries him out, and they're all like, oh my god, we need to just escape out of here right now, and they're like, well, what are we going to do, we're surrounded by everything, like, all these symbiotes are here, like, we can't just go, so it's either this, or, you know, we fight our way out, so let's just go talk, and we have nothing to lose, and go and talk, and they give you, the history of the symbiotes. And they're an actual race that they're a symbiote race, so they always had to find the perfect match, and it's very rare that they find the perfect match, right. And then you become like it, and it kind of gets a little weird. It's almost
need to find their Smizmar.
You become you find that match, and it's you become like a protector of the galaxy sort of thing. Like you become a defender of.
An Avenger of the galaxy.
Yeah, you become this great warrior in the galaxy sort of thing. And then they basically say, some of them have become corrupt, some of them, like, when they don't have, I guess they all connect to each other, it's almost like a Borg thing, when they're connecting. And
just going in. And...
Yeah, you know. It's almost like Odo.
Okay, like the
from Deep Space Nine. Yeah, like connecting, going to this pool of all of them or something. And if you're out too long and you disconnect and you can't connect with the rest of the symbiotes in the home world and whatever, you go kind of loopy. And so the Venom symbiote is kind of disconnected and a little messed up. It's like, and not with the right host until he finds Flash. And so then they actually say, you are the perfect host for this thing. So that's when there's been the big redesign of a Venom. That's what it is. It's like, you are now the perfect match. Here is, and you can have a new look. Because it's like...
Flash is always going to be Venom, right? That's not going to change in like 15 years.
There's no way.
I'm not that crazy about the redesign. I liked what he looked like already. I thought it looked really good.
Oh, yeah, like the, kind of had like kind of the, what do you call it?
It looks like combat gear. Exactly. It looks like army gear, but
it was a good merging of that, I thought.
Yeah.
This is fine, too.
It's not too bad.
I kind of like, again, like you saw the image of what he looks like.
Yeah.
Kind of off topic now, but his sort of like, his just sort of, you know, clothes. Yeah. And how it like would morph into Venom, which kind of looked cool.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah, that's totally off topic. But yeah, like you said, that is like a Venom thing, that is an addictive one. Eddie Brock would be a good example of that.
He's a tweaker.
He's a tweaker.
Bok, 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 bok!
Venom, 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 bok, bok, bok!
anything else? Makes sense. I
have two other really good ones.
Yeah.
But, go ahead.
So Deadpool, wasn't it like some sort of a drug cocktail that basically gave him his healing factor?
Really?
And also gave him super healing, rather, but also
jacked him up?
Yeah. I read the explanation was he had super healing, but also his cancer was like...
Right.
Yeah, so he had like super healing and super cancer, which is why he's all fucked up.
Super cancer.
I've got good news and bad news.
Yeah. So it's like, in, you know, so he doesn't die or have any negative impact.
I have the greatest news.
That's why he's so scarred up and so, like, you know, and then also insane. So, you know, that's an experimental cancer cure maybe we don't want.
Yeah.
Though you can't die.
You do get sweet swords.
That's true. Let's come with
the deal. But you are irritating much of the time.
Yeah. Sometimes you're written by Brian Posehn. It's okay.
Oh.
I don't know. Yeah, I have a few. We covered most of what I had on my list. I would, just as to mention Akira.
Mm-hmm.
However you want to pronounce that. He had his Tetsuo.
Yeah.
His, like, you know, crazy
Tetsuo!
Tetsuo! Sorry. Exactly. Yeah, the pills. The pills in that are kind of a recurring theme kind of a thing. They're, the biker gang are called the capsules, but he also basically at one point in the comics, manga, whatever, he had, like, the government pills there in order to sort of suppress his powers.
Right.
And then, so yeah, used basically to try to stop him from going completely bugfuck, which he ultimately does.
Yeah.
Whoops. And yeah, so just as a mention, it's like, yeah, that, you know, maybe stay on those drugs, Tetsuo, so maybe,
You know who that reminds me of, actually?
Who?
Nuke.
Oh, yeah.
He's got his reds, his whites, and his blues.
Oh, yeah. We joked about red, white, and blue, meth, but, here we go.
Become full circle.
And it was a recent sort of revelation, maybe in the past 5 years or so, that I think it's the reds, the ones that sort of, or it's either the reds or the blues, the ones that keep him calm,
you know,
in between missions. They're just a placebo. He's always just jumpy. It's like, these are just, no, now you're fine. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, nobody tell him that these don't do anything. Nobody tell him this is a psychosomatic effect.
Sugar pill.
Power of suggestion.
That's all you need.
It's really just chocolate.
Yeah. But that loves chocolate.
You know what? It's... He's the chocoholic.
Yeah, there's no manhunter.
Nuke's the real... Yeah, Nuke's chocolate.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
Floronic Man.
Oh.
He's made a... He's a vegetable man.
Oh, okay.
Basically. 1996 is a Batman story. He can kind of reconstruct himself out of different vegetation of sorts. And he reconstructs himself out of Primo Pot.
Hey!
Yep.
Not shitty pot.
Primo. It's the good stuff.
He said Primo.
Yeah, but it was... Okay.
Listen, I've heard Primo before. And
look at all these. This guy is like nothing but stems. This is bullshit.
You're fucking oregano. Jesus.
What is this, pencil shavings?
He teams up with Poison Ivy and he wants to.
Oh, of course.
He basically wants to get the world stoned to save it from
that
himself.
Monster.
Which so is like, so funny. It's like every pothead that I know.
Yeah.
You know, if we could all just chill out.
Everyone's just, you know.
You know what? This could solve. So yeah,
junk food sales alone could save the economy. We're, you know,
he changed.
However, nobody would actually be producing them. So,
he just changes his name to Panama Red and runs a little head shop downtown. And he's a pretty nice guy.
Yeah. I like him. He's a good guy.
Good guy.
Yeah.
He's a bro.
He's a bro.
You guys want to go play some disc golf?
Yeah.
Cool. I saw ones the other day that had, like, a little, like, a built-in pipe. Like, what? Frisbees.
But the with frisbee?
A frisbee with a built-in pipe.
Down. How is that even good?
I don't know, because it seems like as soon as you throw it...
This seems
there's
off.
Not a lot of follow-through in the thought process.
No.
Oh, well.
But I'm just selling them.
But I still want it, because it's fucking hilarious.
It's kind of good.
Yep.
Anything else?
I've gone through everything.
I got one more.
All right.
Do you have anything else?
Nothing. I got nothing. Akira was stretching it.
I got one
to
more.
To its absolute limit. There's pills on this jacket, so... That's drugs.
I'm Dr. Roxo, the rock and roll clown! I do cocaine! I kick it, yeah!
Oh, I know who this is.
This is Marvel Knights Spider-Man, issues 13 to 18. The Absorbing Man.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
The Absorbing Man does cocaine. He absorbs it. He becomes the new Coke.
Oh, boy.
Then the bad guys, they package him up and they sell him to kids on the street. They actually package up the Absorbing Man. Sell him for little packets. They're selling him as coke. Oh, my God! So everyone, then all the kids start, whoever, starts doing coke, and they start getting Absorbing Man powers. His absorbing powers.
Cocaine sounds awesome!
It does. I'm doing it. And then he eventually is able to reconstitute himself from the snot of, out of the snot of all the snot-filled cocaine.
The look on Bri's face is just...
And then he goes home
okay,
to...
Who wrote this?
I know. Then he goes home to listen to Eric Clapton for a while.
I don't know if you're joking about that part, but yeah. Whoever wrote this, sort of kudos, but also, what?
I know. I seriously want to read it now.
It's a confused applause, I think.
I know.
Clap, shrug. Clap, shrug.
Yeah. I was like, I read it. Really? Oh my God, I gotta find this.
Oh, yep. You've heard of Snowflame. Well, Snowflame was, I think it was a villain from the New Guardians, and his powers came from cocaine. Just doing cocaine gave him powers. Awesome. Which I don't think he actually, I'm pretty sure that's just somebody on cocaine.
Yeah.
There's no actual powers, it's just you're on
it's
cocaine.
Like, yeah, it's like, yeah. PCP, you're not strong, you're just...
Like, what are your powers? Feeling. Being really horny, but also not being able to get it up.
I can talk really fast. What's your powers? Impotence.
It's my gift and my curse.
I'll use it to defend our nation.
To backtrack to Captain America for 1 second, I'm not buying that virus thing. That's a drug.
Hey, we started with Cap, let's finish with Cap.
In the movie, and I rewatched it recently with my wife and mother-in-law, we watched Cap 1 and 2, the movies. That made him noticeably taller. How did a drug change his skeleton? How did that happen?
Because it was a virus.
It's radiation.
So that makes you... It changed.
It made everything bigger.
Well, made him strong.
You're building every structure.
His head, though, that stayed the same size.
Yeah.
Well, good.
Okay. He's still got a huge
ego. With a bobblehead?
I want... That would be amazing.
Yeah. And when he's in the alley getting beaten up, hits him bobblehead.
Yeah.
I can do this all day.
They give him the helmet. He's like, this isn't gonna work for me. I'm gonna need a bigger helmet.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Can I get Rick Moranis's one from Spaceballs? Freaking right. Spaceballs. If you want to hang out, you got to take her out. So who are we?
I'm Bri. Bri Kotick. You can look me up. I have a comic at welcometohereafter.com, which is called That. And my name is Brykotyk. Feel free to look me up on the Googles if you feel like it.
I am Merc. You can find me at mercasylum.ca, MERKASYLUM.ca. Merc on the Book of Face nowadays as well. And yeah, that's all I got.
And I'm Kyle Lees. You can check my stuff out at skiNinjas.com. I'm confident that you know how to spell that.
And for the podcast, you can, if you want to give us a like on Facebook, that would be appreciated. You can look us up at Zero Issues Comic Podcasts. And we're also Zero Issues on iTunes. So if anyone wants to subscribe or, you know, if you want to give us a nice rating and a review, that would help us out because it helps people find the show.
We've got like 50-odd episodes for you to go back and listen to. Some of them are really short.
Also, a big thank you to the guy that helped us with the theme song, Ocean City Defender.
Absolutely.
Find Ocean City Defender on the net and on Facebook. Some really great stuff. He's got a couple albums. Check them out.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right.
That's all we got.
Let's go blaze one.
Let's go get high!
That was convincing.
Yeah.
Would you like a reefer cigarette?
I think someone roofied me.
Hit it!
Cocaine! I do cocaine!